Welcome, listeners, to The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon, the podcast dedicated to the lighter side of crime fiction. I'm Alexia Gordon, author and host. On each episode, I interview an author writing cozy, traditional, or historical mysteries. You won't find mysteries with explicit sex or violence. You will find mysteries with high-quality writing, intriguing plots, and engaging characters. Thanks for listening. Welcome, listeners, to The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. I'm Alexia Gordon, author and host of the podcast. Author Sherry Harris joins me in the corner today to chat about her newest cozy, Rum and Choke. Welcome, Sherry.
Well, thanks for having me, Alexia.
Rum and Choke, I keep wanting to say Rum and Coke. Rum and Choke is your fourth Sea Glass Saloon mystery. Please tell us about your sleuth, Chloe Jackson, and what she's up to this time.
Okay. Well, Chloe Jackson was a librarian in Chicago, a children's librarian, until she kept a promise to a friend and ended up working at a bar in the panhandle of Florida, near the real town of Destin, Florida. But she lives in a small town called Emerald Cove. And this time, her coworkers convince her to participate in the Florida Panhandle Barback Games, which is an obstacle course, and she'll be competing against other people from other bars in the area. And she's not really enthused, and she is even less enthused when she finds out that the other bars bring in ringers. And so she's competing against some professional athletes. And then the other thing that's going on is there's a kind of mysterious woman named Anne, who's known as a local fixer. And she comes and asks Chloe for help. She has to go diving and she wants Chloe to go. And she's searching for treasure. She's a descendant of John Lafitte, the pirate. And she found an old treasure map. And so they go out at sea, but instead of finding treasure, they find a body of one of the ringers. Dun, dun, dun. That's what I was saying.
Now, what inspired you to set your series in the Florida Panhandle?
Oh, that's a great question. So when my editor at Kensington, Gary Goldstein, and I were talking about a second series, we were throwing around a lot of ideas. And he came up with the idea of a bar in Key West. And ironically, I was going to Key West 4 days later, although I'd never been there before. But Lucy Burdett has the wonderful series set down there, and I'm not familiar. And so I said, well, I'm not familiar with Key West, but I am familiar with the Panhandle of Florida, and they call it Lower Alabama and the Emerald Coast. And he said, perfect, let's do that. So that's how that came about.
Okay. Now, the other interesting thing is it's set in a saloon, which, you know, you hear saloon, you probably think of a noir crime story more than a cozy. So how'd you give a saloon a cozy twist?
You know, I think part of it's, even though it's called a saloon, it's kind of a tiki hut, and it's based on a bar that is actually in Destin, Florida, and it closes at 9 o'clock. And so it's not the wild party scene that some bars are. It's open to the beach. And so people can come and go. And then, of course, you have to fill it with some quirky, interesting characters. And so even though it is a bar, which is unusual for a cozy, I think it fits all the cozy parameters.
Now, you mentioned it was a real bar. Do you want to say the name of the real bar in case someone, and
you know, like me, for instance, I love to take books to the real settings based in those. I think it's fun to read the book in the place that inspired it. So do you want to tell people where the real bar is?
Sure. It's called The Whale's Tail. And it's on Miramar Beach, which is, I mean, you can't tell where one part of the beach starts and one part of the beach ends. So it's to the east of Destin a little bit. And there's a restaurant above it. And then the bar, you go down these steps. And honestly, it's this one is completely open air. Mine has walls, but it's got a concrete floor and some picnic tables and bar stools that you can sit at and look at the ocean. And then it just has this big counter where the window slides up and down. So at night when they close up, they put the window down and go on their merry way.
That actually sounds like a fun place to kind of hang out and read a book like Rum and Choke. And so what whale's tail cocktail would pair well with your series?
Well, I suppose we should have a rum and coke with this one. But actually, Chloe ends up drinking a lot of Bushwhackers, and which originated on St. Thomas, and they're kind of like adult milkshakes. So she has to go check out her competition and ends up going to a bunch of bars. And she thought, oh, you know, this has some milk in it that'll coat my stomach. And they usually water them down, so it would be a safe to drink during the day. Which may or may not have been true.
So day drinking Bushwhackers.
Yes, exactly.
Now, do you have a favorite cocktail?
Oh, gosh. Put me on the spot, Alexia. I can't say I like them all, can I?
Sure you can.
Well, actually, I don't, because I know you always drink these really great looking cocktails, but I don't like whiskey, bourbon, or scotch. So Chloe doesn't like those either. So like, I love a Cosmo, you know, if it's really hot out, something fruity, like a pina colada or something. A Bushwhacker is a very nice drink to have on a hot day too. So she switches it up.
Those actually all sound like very Florida beach bar kinds of drinks.
They do, don't they?
Now, did you research different cocktails, or are these just some you knew about? How did you kind of do your cocktail research for your series?
I have a book called The Ultimate A to Z Bar Guide. And I've used that for a lot of my research. I've bought other books about bars and drinks and stuff. And but this one has come in really handy. And I've had this group of women that come in and are working their way through this book. And they stop by because I think Joaquin makes the best drinks in town. So
that sounds like a fun hobby.
Yeah, really. Maybe we should take that up.
all in the name of cozies, right? The things authors will do for their books.
Absolutely. I know. I always joke that the research for this book has been so hard. My friend and I were down in Destin, and we went to all these different beach bars and tried different drinks and sat out in the sun. It was really, really terrible.
Now, the other thing that, you know, obviously goes with the bar theme is the bar back game. So what is a bar back, and do they really have events like your bar back games?
A bar back is really just the person that makes sure the bartender can do their job. It's really a lot of work. They're usually running all the time because they're restocking glasses, they're restocking drinks, they're making sure there's ice and the fruit's chopped. And it's a lot of hard work without the glory of being the bartender. And so, yes, there are. And I did do some research, and it does seem like there are some barback competitions, but I made this one an obstacle course. And I think most of them are, you know, like mixing a drink and that kind of thing instead of what I came up with.
Well, how did you come up with your events?
I don't know. I just was trying to think of kind of silly, funny things and, you know, like running through tires, holding three steins in each hand without trying to spill the beer in them, and rolling a keg up a sand dune hill that's man-made, and mixing a drink out of ingredients judges give you that are just unmarked. I just thought of, tried to think of something fun and kind of silly that would be interesting to read about.
Well, yours actually sounds far more exciting than just plain old mixing drinks competition.
Yes. I hope so.
Another thing that's exciting, perhaps in a scarier way, is pirates. You mentioned one of your characters was descended from the notorious or infamous pirate Jean Lafitte. So would you tell us a little about Pirate Lafitte in Florida's pirate history?
Yes, actually, in the Destin area, there's not as much pirate activity as there is a little more to the west. Pensacola and then Mobile, Alabama, and over to New Orleans. And I don't know why I made her a descendant of him. It was just one of those things, you know, how when you're writing and stuff pops into your head. But I liked that. And she's mysterious. She's in the first and second book. In the first book, From Beer to Eternity, Chloe misunderstands who she is, but Anne helps her out anyway. And so in the second book, Chloe goes to her for help. In the third book, I have Anne, she's in New Orleans visiting family, because I didn't want her to have this person to rely on to make her life really easy. But then Anne comes back, and this time she's the one that needs help. She doesn't trust a lot of people, and she knows Chloe will keep her mouth shut. And so that's why Anne turns to Chloe.
She actually sounds like a very good pirate descendant.
I hope so. It's kind of fun having this kind of darker, mysterious, yet vulnerable woman in the book too.
Did you do any research into pirate lore or pirate history?
I did some, just because I was trying to see, you know, how realistic it would be to have a shipwreck in that area. And it was realistic. There's a festival every year in Fort Walton Beach, which now the name is escaping me, of course, but it's a big festival for this supposed pirate that probably is just a fictional person. But they always have a treasure hunt and everything. And so it's, you know, any place where you have a coast, there's bound to be some pirate lore.
Speaking of treasure hunts, have you ever been on a treasure hunt?
Not really. You know, I did the thing when I was a kid, like my parents had clues around the house that led me to my birthday present, but that was about it. It would be fun to go on one, though.
So you haven't joined any digs for Blackbeard's treasure or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I'd rather read about it than really do it.
Do you have a favorite pirate story or pirate legend?
I really don't. I do think Jean Lafitte is interesting because he kind of got coerced into helping. Oh gosh, now I can't remember which war it was. Gosh, Alexia, I'm sorry, but he got coerced by the government to help the Americans fight. Let me see. It was, so he was French and originally was there, but he ended up helping in the Mexican War of Independence, and then he helped the United States, and in the War of 1812, that's it, finally it came to me. And then he disappeared after that, and nobody's really sure what happened to him. Oh. So, yeah.
Oh, so the unsolved mystery of Jean Lafitte.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think he went to Mexico. So, and it might have been a little later than after the war, but he did kind of just disappear from history, it seems like. At least that's what I think happened.
So do you think your character may ever, in your story, do you think you'll ever weave that more into your character's storyline, the mysterious disappearance of Jean Lafitte?
Ooh, that would be a really interesting thing to do. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a plot. Oh, I hadn't really thought of that.
Well, and interesting twisty plots are, of course, one thing that people love about mysteries. Another thing that they love about cozies in particular is the titles, because there are some great puns. Even people who don't read cozies that much still love the punny titles. And I was trying to make a joke about punishing, but I won't. instead, I will read the titles of your series. You have Three Shots to the Wind, A Time to Swill, From Beer to Eternity, and of course the new one is Rum and Choke. So how did you come up with your titles?
So, From Beer to Eternity just popped into my head. And A Time to Swill pretty much just popped into my head too. And then my editor and I were going back and forth about the title for Three Shots to the Wind, because I kind of wanted to keep a literary theme, since A Time to Swill is based on John Grisham's A Time to Kill. And but we just, I think we were stretching the point. And so he thought of Three Shots to the Wind and Rum and Choke. And it's that way with my Sarah Winston books. He'd think of some of them, I'd come up with others, and we just go back and forth. So
do you go back and forth over cocktails?
No, but that's a great idea.
I just have this image of you two, like, you know, sitting in some bar somewhere with, you know, the cocktails between you and a pad with a list of pun titles.
That would be way more fun. It's usually been just over emails. Not nearly as exciting.
Speaking of Rum and Choke, when will it be available?
It comes out on December 27th, so the end of this month.
Oh, so it's practically right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And just as a reminder to listeners, Christmas has 12 days, so you can still buy a copy of Rum and Choke for Christmas. You can open presents on Epiphany too. So
that's so true.
And where can readers buy a copy as a seasonal stocking stuffer, perhaps?
Any of your major chains, Amazon. I always have signed copies available at One More Page in Arlington, Virginia. It's a great independent bookstore. So that's where you can find them.
Oh, and getting a signed copy is an extra added bonus for going to the independent bookstore. You said One More Page in Arlington, Virginia?
Yes.
And do they have a mail order service?
They do. You can just go to their website, which is onemorepage.com, and order books through there or give them a call.
Oh, that's cool. So, hey, take that extra step and get a signed copy, even better.
Yes, I agree.
And where can readers connect with you to find out perhaps what's coming next in the series or what you're up to?
So I blog with a group of women called the Wicked Authors, and that's wickedauthors.com. I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I have a website, sherryharrisauthor.com. So there's lots of places to find me if people want to.
And can you give us a hint about what you might be up to next?
I am actually right now, well, I just finished writing a Hallmark movie style romance that the idea popped into my head about, gosh, I bet it's been 5 years ago. And I wrote kind of a long outline for it at the time, but just have never had the time to write it. And so I just gave that to my agent, and I'm working on something new that's kind of a fun story about a young woman that is from a family of spies, and she wants to be one, but she's the youngest, and they don't think she should be. And so she's secretly trying to become one.
Oh, very exciting. So a romance and a spy novel.
Yes, but the spy novel is also just, it's very light and, funny, and she can't pass the physical because she hurt her leg falling out of the apple tree in the middle of her brother proposing to his fiance, and so just kind of those funny things going on too.
Well, that's certainly something to look forward to. And while we're all waiting for Sherry's next literary forays to make it to our bookshelves, we can enjoy a copy of Rum and Choke or one of the other Sea Glass Saloon mysteries.
Yes.
So thank you very much for joining me in the corner today, Sherry.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's so great to chat with you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon. My guest today was Sherry Harris, chatting about Rum and Choke, the fourth Sea Glass Saloon mystery. I'm Alexia Gordon, your host. Until next time, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon, part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. I'm Alexia Gordon, award-winning author and host of the show. Tune in next time for another chat with an author writing on the lighter side of crime. Until then, goodbye.